Okay.
This is James. I'm going to testify a little bit.
Hi, my name is James. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. I started a Celebrate Recovery with a couple other people at my home church back in Lemoore around the 1st of April. So that's just how I introduce myself now. I'm up here to give a little testimony about what I've been through this year. This is my second year here. 2 days after Thanksgiving, I was messing around with my cousin and I ended up fracturing a rib and breaking a blood vessel. And I'm 36 years old, but sometimes I think I'm 20, 21. And I laid on the couch all of December, most of January. I thought I was healing, but I wasn't. I've been kicked in the ribs and stuff when I was younger, but this was different. The 20th of December, I ended up going into the emergency room and took x-rays of my ribs. And they just said it was just bruised, but I had pneumonia, plus my blood sugar level was 450. Well, so they started keying, thinking I had diabetes. So I went through two emergency rooms and two other doctors, and all of January, they diagnosed me with diabetes, so I was going through taking insulin shots in the evenings, and I started developing a hematoma on my right side. Well, on the 27th of January, I was bedridden and my mom would have to get me out of bed. She moved me to my parents' house. On the 27th, I went to her primary doctor, which his resident doctor was taking care of me, and they overlooked me. And he told his resident doctor to admit me to the hospital to go through the emergency room. So on the 27th of January, I was admitted into the hospital with a hematoma. That next morning, they drained 2 liters of fluid out of me. I had internal bleeding for 2 months, and I was a couple of days away of getting gangrene on my right side. So I spent 4 days in Hanford at the hospital, and I went through 2 surgeries there, and they didn't know what to do with me, so they ended up looking for a thoracic surgeon, which is a heart and lung transplant surgeon, which she was in Fresno, and they transferred me to community hospital in Fresno, and through on the 31st of January, and through all of February I was in the hospital, and I was going through 2 surgeries a week, getting my chest cleaned out of all this fluid. And my message is, you know, as you grow up in life, these young kids too, you need to put yourself around mentors, around people of God, elders that can keep you strong through trials and tribulations as you go in life. I was blessed enough to have people around me to keep me strong for those 31 days in the hospital. Out of 31 days, I had 2 bad mental breakdown days. And through what I've been through, I think that's a miracle. For the most part, Fred was there. Sometimes I'd wake up and he'd be right there. And there was 2 other guys like that that are Fred's friends that were there for me and my family. And the doctors would ask, how come you're in great spirits? And it's like, because I know I'm getting taken care of. I go, God is getting me better. If not, then it's not meant to be. And through that, I had Bible studies, and I had nurses come through and prayed with me and stuff like that. And I was touched. I was touched on how strong, if you have faith and have people around you, how strong you can be through the low times. One instance that really stuck out in me is the day I got transferred to Fresno. I had a guy in there that was in my room 2 days before that I think he had a mild heart attack or something. He just had got out, but I had talked to him a little bit and stuff. Well, after he got out, 2 days later, he shows up before I got transported to Fresno, and he goes, God told me to come and ask me to pray for you. Can I pray for you? And right then and there, I knew that God had sent him, like he was an angel or something. And he sat down on my bed and grabbed my mom's hand, and I grabbed his hand, and instantly when I grabbed his hand, I just broke down. But I think through that, in that moment, God gave me the strength to go through what I went through for the whole month of February. February 28th is when I got out of the hospital, but I had to go and spend a night, a week, for 2 months in there going through surgeries. Altogether, I was in 19 surgeries. I was put down 19 times from January 27th to around the 1st of May is when I got sewed up. And a couple weeks ago, I just got released to work, and little by little, I'm getting better. My right side is still numb. It limits me a little bit. I lost 50 pounds, and I'm not diabetic. My blood sugar level was elevated because of my staph infection, but I still keep my diabetic diet because it's just showing signs that when I get older, if I don't take care of myself, I will be type 2 diabetic. And just through this, and I'm telling you, kids, get a mentor. Get older people around you that believe and that will keep you strong. Because if it wasn't for my people around me, I don't know if I would have made it or not. And this is a life testimony. And I've been there. And if none of you haven't seen it, this is what it is. I had two tubes in me for a whole month, and then I had this tube in me to the 1st of May. And just going through that has made me look back on my life, and I'm glad to be here.
Hallelujah.
And I love you guys. And thank you.
Don't go yet. Everybody stretch your hand towards him, okay? Father, we just speak restorative life words right now over James. Lord, thank you for his sharing, and now thank you for restoring him and bringing him to this point. And I like what he said earlier, that sometimes he acts 21, Lord. And you know, you said in Psalm 103, Lord, that my youth is restored like the eagle. And I declare that over him, that you restore his body, his youth,
yes,
his organs,
yes,
give him strength in every part, cleanse him, bless him, heal him, minister new life, and everything you're teaching him, Lord, just help him to put that to good use, and for your glory, in Jesus' holy name,
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Mark, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Get me?
Excuse me, that was Psalm 103?
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Anointing Mark.
I just wanted to talk a little bit about seeds. Those of you who were here last year, remember we took a trip up to Big Trees, and I really got a lot out of that. It's about half an hour from here, some of the largest trees in the world, the Sequoia National Forest. We have some near Fresno as well, so I was familiar with it. But the seed for these trees is tiny. It's like the eraser on a pencil. I mean, they're extremely small. And that's kind of what some of these meetings are about. This is my fourth retreat. And he talked about cracking the shell open And that's what I got the first time that I came here. 5 years ago, my life was in the toilet. I was addicted to methamphetamine. I had been addicted for a couple of years. And I had lost everything. I had a house that I had owned for 12 years. Stopped making the payments on it. I lost a good job. Lost the respect and trust of some of my family. And it was a tough go, but came to the first meeting and got some prayer and got cracked open. I had one relapse after that, and then I went into a 30-day program, and I've been clean now for 3 years. And I feel so much better than I did. Greg talked about how every year there's a layer coming off, like an onion. And that's also what it's been like for me when we come here. Not to get too deep into my history, but my father left when I was very young, and I put up a shield or a shell because I didn't want to get hurt anymore. So I always played this role that I was kind of a tough guy and didn't nothing could bother me. I wasn't very emotional. And I wept like a baby that first year, which is not normal for me. And that was just a layer getting peeled off. And every year that I come, it feels like a layer has been peeled away. And I feel so much better when I go back to town. We go back home. And I'm finally starting to feel that I really kind of know who I am, which I didn't really know for a long time. So don't underestimate what you can get from being here. It's very powerful. It might not manifest itself this weekend. It might take a little while. For me, it took 6 months. But that seed was planted.
Amen.
And here I am 3 years later, healthy, whole, happy. So it's an important thing. Don't lose the faith and the hope that that things can get better, because they do. So that's all.
Thank you. Now, before I shut this off, meth is the one they say nobody can get free from.
It's 12% recovery rate.
Did you hear that? But God.
That's what they said in rehab. It's 12%.
12% recovery rate on meth. It's the most wicked drug out there. I see them a lot, meth people. They're like
walking dead,
walking skeletons,
yep.
And they will do anything. I mean, they will steal anything. They will do anything to get their next fix. And
you don't care about anything when you're on. You just don't.
Whatever, it's all out the window. More,
yep.
Everything.
I was homeless.
Ex-meth.
3 years, 7 months.
Here's a guy free of meth. Here's a guy free of meth.
As well, I used to shoot it.
Meth? What else?
Meth is my main one, yeah.
What else?
Heroin.
Heroin? Crack?
Alcohol.
What? Crack? Free?
Free. Twinkies.
The worst one.
What's the recovery rate? As well.